This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Asking my producer if I can say something on the air, because I want to comment regarding... I'll just go ahead and not say it. I find it incredible that John McCain thinks he can call and talk on behalf of the President of the United States and talk on behalf of the United States. That's incredible for one senator to take that upon himself. He lost his race. That's all I'm going to say. That is all I'm going to say. Right now, well, where are we? Where are we right now? In 2008, America was politically split nearly 50-50 as it had been in 2000 and 2004. The Democrats took a gamble and nominated Obama, who became the first young Northern liberal president since John F. Kennedy narrowly won in 1960. Democrats had believed that the unique racial heritage, youth, and rhetorical skills of Obama would help him avoid the fate of previous failed Northern liberal candidates like Hubert Humphrey and George McGovern and Walter Mondale and Dukakis and John Kerry. And given 21st century demography, they rejected the conventional wisdom that only conservative Democrat with a Southern accent could win the popular vote. You know, Lyndon Johnson, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, Al Gore. Moreover, Obama ran mostly on pretty normal Democratic policies rather than a hard left agenda. His original platform included opposition to gay marriage, promises to balance the budget, and a bipartisan foreign policy. And then what we got was the hope and change revolution, not seen since the 1930s. He went progressively and staunchly on his agenda, one that went well beyond the relatively centrist policies upon which he had campaigned. And the media cheered and signed on. So soon the border was effectively left open. The pen and phone executive orders offered immigrant amnesties. The Senate was bypassed on a treaty with Iran and an intervention in Libya. Political correctness under the Obama administration led to euphemisms that no longer reflected reality. We had a poorly conceived reset policy with Russia and a pivot to Asia that both failed. The Middle East was on fire. The Iran deal was sold through an echo chamber of deliberate misrepresentations. The national debt nearly doubled during his two terms. Overregulation, higher taxes, near zero interest rates, and the scapegoating of big business slowed economic recovery. Economic growth never reached 3% in any year of the Obama presidency, the first time that it happened since Herbert Hoover's presidency. A revolutionary federal absorption of the healthcare system failed to fulfill his promises and soon proved to be unviable. Culturally, the iconic symbols of the Obama Revolution were the "you didn't build that" approach to business and an assumption that race slash class slash gender would forever drive American politics favorably so for the Democrats. Then came 2016 and Hillary Clinton's unexpected defeat, and the election of outsider Donald Trump sealed the fate of the Obama Revolution. For all that crazy stuff that you'll hear about him and his bluntness, his agenda marks a return to what used to be seen as simply normal as the U.S. goes from hard left back to the populist center. His promises not just to reverse almost immediately all of Obama's policies, but to do so in a pragmatic fashion that doesn't seem to be guided by any orthodox or consistently conservative ideology. This is more about business. This is the way he would do it. Trade deals and jobs are his obsessions, mostly for the benefit of blue-collar America. He calls for full-bore gas and oil development, a common culture in lieu of identity politics, secure borders, deregulation, tax reform, a Jacksonian foreign policy, nationalist trade deals in places of globalization, and traditionalist values. Now, normal times, and they're calling this Trumpism, which, again, the agenda is opposed to Trump the person, this would be considered old hat, but after the last 8 years, this correction has enraged millions. Now, you would think, you know, to me, securing borders seems pretty orthodox. In an age of anti-Western terrorism, placing temporary holds on would-be immigrants from war-torn zones until they can be vetted is not radical. That's not radical. Expecting sanctuary cities to follow federal laws rather than embrace the nullification strategies of the secessionist old Confederacy is a return to the laws of the Constitution. Using the term radical Islamist terror in place of workplace violence or man-caused disasters is sensible. It is not subversive. Insisting that NATO members meet their long-ignored defense spending obligations is not provocative. It's overdue. We can't afford to keep doing that. Assuming that both the European Union and the United Nations are imploding is that's empirical. We have all kinds of evidence on that one. It is not unhinged. Questioning the secret side agreements of the Iran deal or failed Russian reset is facing reality. Making the EPA follow laws rather than make laws is the way it always was supposed to be. Unapologetically siding with Israel, the only free and democratic country in the Middle East, used to be standard U.S. policy until Obama was elected. Issuing executive orders has not been seen as revolutionary for the past few years until now. Expecting the media to report the news rather than massage it to fit progressive agendas makes sense. In the past, they proclaimed that Obama as a sort of god or the smartest man to ever enter the presidency was not normal journalistic practice. Freezing federal hiring, clamping down on lobbyists and auditing big bureaucracies after the Obama era IRS, VA, GSA, EPA, State Department and Secret Service scandals, all of that's overdue. Half of the country right now is having a very hard time adjusting to Trumpism, confusing Trump's often unorthodox and grating style with his otherwise practical and mostly centrist agenda. So in sum, Trump seems a revolutionary, but that's only because he's undoing a revolution. He's going back to normal. Normalcy is now revolutionary. Drink that in. That's what we have right now. That's what it is. Normalcy is now a revolution. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to fight that fight. And he'll succeed. He will succeed. I think he may be wildly successful. But we'll see if he succeeds or not. I sort of expect he will. But, hey, it's all beside the point. While they're melting down, that's the entertainment value alone is worth it. There's so many people that were sort of on the fence about him, and since he's been in office, I mean, now it's like that monkey song, I'm a Believer. They have changed their tune. They're on the bandwagon, and they're seeing results. Normally, that's not something you see in politics. You do not see results in politics. Performance is not something they're concerned with. And in the meantime, you got John McCain out there taking it upon himself to speak for the president of the United States. Let him run it, John. You couldn't close the deal, brother. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment. It's not just a lubricant. This is something that you're going to use to treat your weapon. And your weapon is going to be that much more combat effective for it. Check them out at froglube.com. Coming out of Colorado, there's a new round of fighting that's about to begin. There's some more East Coast money back in the hands of the Colorado lobbyists working against at least one gun-related law currently making their way around the state Senate. From August through December, the Every Town for Gun Safety organization has paid the Denver-based lobbying firm of Headwater Strategies $37,500 to oppose at least one bill that has already cleared the State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee. SB 1705 would allow Colorado sheriffs to provide a handgun safety training course to employees of any Colorado public school who already held a concealed carry permit. Second reading on that bill is scheduled for tomorrow. Prime sponsor, Senator Chris Hulbert from Douglas County, said the bill is simply about giving the training to those who know it best. I think the 64 people who are probably best qualified to answer what training should be required and be accountable when terrible things happen are our county sheriffs. For a sheriff to say that he or she believes, whatever that standard is, this is the standard they believe is best, that adds tremendous credibility. Others worry the bill would decrease the amount of training school employees would need. Faster is headed to Colorado. It is on its way to Colorado. And that's what has sort of spurred this on. They're saying this could create a situation where a local sheriff and a school board could say, we actually don't want to do any training, or our training is to fill out a form and sign your name, said Senator Stephen Feinberg, Democrat from Boulder, during a hearing on the bill. That could result in pretty much zero training for someone to carry a gun in a school. The power it gives at the local level could create situations where there's virtually no training. Who wants that? Who is advocating that? The requirements for a school district to get liability insurance on Colorado contradict Feinberg's assessment. According to Keith Yates, Armed Staff Coordinator for Bennett School District 29J, Colorado School District's self-insurance pool requires that any staff member who carries a weapon on school grounds has to pass a 25-round shooting certification annually with a 100% score. Bennett is in its second year of allowing staff members to carry concealed weapons. It is one of a handful of districts statewide that contract with employees to carry concealed weapons. Yates said it has worked out well and has been well received by both the community and the staff. Of the parents, he said most have embraced it. Of course, there are some who don't agree, but overall it's been overwhelming support. The staff has been supportive as well compared to other districts. Our neighboring districts were not nearly as receptive as we have been. Laura Carno, who's been on the show from Coloradoans for Civil Liberties, said she doesn't understand why anyone from New York cares about what happens in Colorado. And I agree. She questions the pushback against a bill that only aims to provide more training options for those most qualified to do the training. Carno, who testified on the bill, is working to bring the Faculty, Administrator, Safety Training, and Emergency Response FASTER program to Colorado. Program that is already operational in Ohio, training school employees to a level above the police in medical and firearms training. She said they are actually as well, if not better, trained in those two areas. You don't need to train them in arresting people. You don't need them to understand all the different laws. This is about stopping a threat and stopping the bleeding. It won't be her first battle with Bloomberg in 2013. His organization's now donated $350,000. To two Southern Colorado senators who were eventually recalled in an effort led in part by Carno. Recall of then-Senate President John Morse and Senator Angela Giron, both Democrats, made national headlines. They were recalled after they voted to pass several gun control bills. It was the first time in Colorado history that a state legislator was recalled. In addition to Senate Bill 5, there's likely to be another bill that shows up on Bloomberg's radar. Senate Bill 6, known as Lizzie's Law, would allow military personnel under 21 to apply for a concealed carry permit. The Moms Demand Attention for Gun Sense in America, a subset of Everytown, testified against Lizzie's Law last year. Carno said these are common sense laws. Both of these have the feel of forcing some training, forcing some certification. Yates said the decision in Bennett wasn't made overnight, but being a smaller rural district with fewer resources for student resource officers played very heavily in that decision. Yates said, with all the school shootings nationally and here in Colorado, our local Board of Education came up with a solution that was best for us. I am pleased we haven't had to test anything. Yates has said there's a series of steps a staff member has to pass before being allowed to carry. First, they have to pass the same psychological assessment that most police officers do. After that, there's a list of requirements. They have to obtain or have a concealed carry permit. They have to go through a minimum of 40 hours of annual training, the same type police officers take. They must go through combat, first aid, and medical triage training. They undergo scenario training 2 to 3 times a year. They must have a minimum of 50 hours a year of range shooting, and they have to pass a 25-round certification test for insurance. Staff members who meet all the requirements then contract with the district for $1 per year. Yates said the district takes its decision seriously. It has warning signs on entrances to all buildings that employees may be armed, and is getting ready to start training with the Adams Arapahoe Sheriff's Office. Yates said, I'm pleased in the amount of time and effort these people put in. They are very, very committed to their training, and they are probably the best protection those children can get. The most constant protection those children can get. And why is New York? Why is Bloomberg? Well, we know the reason why. I mean, Laura Carno, notwithstanding her musing out loud, I don't know why somebody in New York would care about what's going on here. And that's because they're totalitarian, Laura. I'll have to reach out to you and have a chat with you about that, won't I? Yeah. So that's a good thing in Colorado. That's coming up in Colorado. We need to see those programs all across the nation. And then where there aren't those programs, we will see where the school shootings go. And unfortunately, somebody will pay the price for the folly of the gun-free zone if they don't finally get out there and do something with it. Recently, coming from the desk of David Kodrya, there was a Chicago scholar, we're going to get to that in just a second, who he's claiming that militias would be toast if they resisted a military coup. We'll be right back.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. This is more than lubrication. This is a treatment of your weapon. This is the way to go. Check them out, froglube.com. Coming from Vice Media, Mike Pearl. We get these little bits of progressive wishful thinking sprinkled with some multiple hollow disclaimers. What would happen in the minutes and hours after a coup in America? Takes pains to explain how unlikely it is and how horrible it would be, but you don't need to look at it too awfully close between the lines to see that he and those that he cites don't really want Donald Trump to be the president. This is their wargaming for his ouster, and it reads more like a yearning than a warning. The assumption, of course, is that a president with America First policies is a coup-worthy threat. Unlike the acceleration toward totalitarianism a Hillary presidency would have produced, it also emphasizes the accusation that an electoral college victory protecting the interest of the state is not legitimate. And we're seeing that meme personified against Trump by the likes of John Lewis and Elizabeth Warren, and happily shared by an establishment media that overwhelmingly agrees. And that hardly squares with the red-blue divide. Americans who believe unbendingly in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and particularly in the Second Amendment, don't really have a problem with the policies that so thwart, and horrify progressives. That's why there is this divide. Now, as with all who support such oath breakers, the further assumption is that their outrage will apply to senior military leadership. Now, with some examples that we've seen, like oath breakers David Petraeus and Stanley McChrystal joining in the demand for civilian disarmament, they may have a point. And that is undoubtedly why Oath Keepers and its orders we will not obey represent such an existential threat to those who would abet tyranny. Certainly explains why the same special interests that want to delegitimize Trump actively portray those who put the oath first as haters and anti-government extremists. And then they come up with this little gem, which I love the most. As long as the courts back the coup, any Trump supporters who take to the streets and exercise a very literal interpretation of their Second Amendment rights to form a militia and fight government tyranny don't stand much of a chance. He says this like he knows what he's talking about. The federal government is usually hesitant to use force against armed groups like the Bundys, but those groups never pose an existential threat to the dominant regime. If it were really a high-stakes situation where they thought their regime was at risk, they would be toast. According to University of Law professor Tom Ginsburg, who is Pearl's advisor, this would not be one of those things they really want to get into, really, because it's not going to go very well. Logistically speaking, a coup against the president might be temporarily successful because they would be right there going after him, but they're not going to be able to keep America is peaceful largely because we are peaceful. Not because we're sitting back being held at bay, but largely because we're peaceful. So, I see those things, and I always find, I just find them, I don't know, amusing. There's a new bill right out there right now that has reactivated the fight for suppressors, and it's turning gun grabber arguments on their head. Because they have classified guns as a public health issue for a very, very long time. This argument is about to backfire on them because it's been turned against them. For years now, the deregulation of silencers or suppressors has been shot down over and over again by the gun control freaks in Congress. And this is likely to change all in the name of public health. My congressman, Representative Jeff Duncan, along with Representative John Carter, have introduced a bill called the Hearing Protection Act, which moves to eliminate the $200 tax, the 9-month approval process on suppressors. Guns are loud. All you have to do is go watch a video of mine. You'll see how loud they are. I'm up close to them with a boom mic. It's very, very loud. And these legislators are trying to spare some ears from permanent damage. According to CNN Money, the federal government started restricting them in 1934 with the NFA, aimed at controlling gang violence. Now, currently, the gang violence back in the 30s that they moved to quell is nothing compared to what they have today. So clearly, that legislation was pretty much unsuccessful. Current regulations are supposedly meant to keep suppressors out of the hands of criminals, but criminals, for the most part, do not even use them. They can't afford them. They're cumbersome to carry, and they don't actually make gunshots silent. If you've watched too many James Bond movies or Jason Bourne movies, and you believe they actually silence guns, here's a bit of perspective for you. Your eardrum ruptures at about 150 decibels. An unsuppressed AR-15 is about 165 decibels, and a suppressor will reduce that by about 30 to 35 decibels to about 125 or 130. An unsuppressed shotgun sounds off at about 145 to 165 decibels, and a suppressor can bring it down to 137 decibels. Meanwhile, a suppressed pistol is about 125 decibels. Many online sources state that the threshold for pain is about 120 dB and that a nearby jackhammer rates at 130 dB. So how can anyone argue that a silencer actually enables criminals to get away with gun violence? Now, if you are a member of a rock band, well, that may very well be, but, you know, if you've lost your hearing. But the bill's sponsors are arguing the Duncan Carter Hearing Protection Act is common sense legislation that increases safety while shooting, allowing people to easily hear and react to range safety officers and fellow hunters. Suppressors do not make guns silent or dangerous. They're simply a form of hearing protection, both for the shooter and their hunting dogs. And moreover, in terms of self-defense, there's simply not enough time to put headphones on before you fire, which makes suppressors a valuable tool when you're being attacked. While gun grabbers claim to stand for public safety, all they're really doing is infringing on the health and safety of gun owners because they hate guns. Those that have resisted previous efforts to deregulate suppressors are conscientiously doing nothing more than punishing a law-abiding gun owner and enthusiast. Sort of a petty way of flipping the bird into the large gun-toting population that we have here. Now this bill is going to have a chance. We'll see where it goes and everything, but definitely going to have a chance. I know that Chris Costa used to tell me that his go-to gun in the event of somebody invading his house was a Glock 17 or 19, I can't remember, with a suppressor on it. Clearly thinking ahead. If you're not going to do that, you might want to think about putting some hearing protection right beside your gun that you may be picking up. Because if you pull the trigger in a house, well, you're going to be deafened, without a doubt. So, or this bill can get passed and we can all go to the hardware store and buy our suppressors. In any event, coming up next, we're going to come from this New York Times columnist. Forget immigration bans. Gun control would make us safer.
Yeah.
One more time, back to GCN. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. On Monday morning, the day after armed attackers hit a mosque in stringently gun-controlled Quebec, New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman told CNN's Chris Cuomo that Trump should forget the immigration suspension and pass gun control if he really wants to keep Americans safe. His comments came hours after the 23rd Screen Actors Guild Awards turned into a hug and tear fest, where the Hollywood Reporter quoted actors such as Ashton Kutcher declaring himself a citizen of the world, and SAG viewers saying that people from all nations are welcome in the United States. In a similar tone, Freeman told CNN's Cuomo that there are 65 million migrants and refugees on the road today. He suggested they are fleeing collapsing countries and said no one would expect a U.S. president to get his Commerce Department to weigh in on the commercial implications. He added that one would also expect his Secretary of State to weigh in on what were our diplomatic implications and his Secretary of Defense to weigh in on the strategic implications before putting any immigration suspension into place. Friedman then criticized Trump. What a shocker. Saying he trucked in fear on many fronts and then quickly issued the immigration suspension as a way to show his supporters that he was living up to his campaign promise. He went on to give numerous reasons why he opposes a suspension intended to slow immigration from countries that are hotbeds for terrorism. Allison Camerota said there's a very aggressive solution to a problem that doesn't exist. Really? Tell that to France. Tell that to the entirety of the EU right now. Especially tell that to Germany. Please tell that to Germany. or Greece, or any of those countries that are, you know, filled up. Friedman concurred and then claimed that refugees from the seven countries targeted by Trump, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Sudan, Libya, Yemen, and Somalia, have not committed acts of terror in the U.S., and that if Trump really wanted to worry about security, he should look for more gun control instead. He said, you know what would actually make me feel more secure as an American is if someone who was on our terror network watch list in America so much so that they cannot board an airplane in this country without being checked couldn't buy an assault weapon. That would actually make me feel better. He suggested the pursuit of an immigration suspension instead of a gun control tied to terror watch list proves the whole push is fraudulent. He did not mention that the San Bernardino terror attackers who killed 14 innocents in December of 2015 were not on the terror watch list. He did not mention that the Orlando Pulse attacker who killed 49 was not on the terror watch list either. CNN reports that Senator Teddy Kennedy's name was inadvertently added to a related list for a time, as was John Lewis's name. Such imprecision drove the Huffington Post to mock the idea of using the list as a gun control tool. I can see why. All these leftists. Let me leave you with something a little bit of fun, shall we? The California Twins. There's something a little peculiar and really ironic when the representatives of a state in constant and willful violation of federal law lecture us on the Constitution and the legalities of executive orders. They're like an atomic clock. There's nothing more reliable than a Democrat violating his or her oath in office. And Feinstein and Pelosi say that Trump's immigration executive order is illegal. Those two are from a state rife with cities that ignore federal law and one that proposes universal sanctuary state status. Have they spent so much time in D.C. that they're completely disconnected from the constituents' behavior? They don't know what's going on back home? Back in 2015, when apparently it was politically fashionable, Feinstein was tough on illegal aliens, or at least seemed that way. The California liberal with a tough-on-crime streak is stirring deep anxiety among immigration activists ever since she said she would write a bill that would force localities to comply with federal immigration requests, prompted by the death of a San Francisco woman, allegedly at the hands of an immigrant here illegally, according to Politico. That's referring, of course, to Kate Steinle. Wonder what happened to that? Where did that go? Recently, Fine Frankenstein said that she would introduce two bills Monday. One of the bills would rescind Trump's immigration order, while the other would give Congress greater oversight of the president's immigration authority. Digest all of these machinations from an 83-year-old, multi-termed, multi-millionaire public servant, that being Feinstein, and the 76-year-old, multi-termed, multi-millionaire Pelosi. And you have to wonder which side of the law they woke up on this morning. Senator from California seems insulated to the reality that is her home state, which is a veritable nest of sanctuary cities in a state that suggests it may consider statewide sanctuary status. That's willful violation of federal law. They are, and certainly Feinstein knows this. She has to know this, yet she lectures us and the president of the ethical obedience to the Constitution and the laws of this land. And her words have no standing under this arrangement. California now employs former Attorney General Eric Holder, who should be in jail, to represent the state. He's a perfect selection in this unusual practice of picking and choosing which laws to honor. Like hand in glove, his modus operandi during his tenure as Attorney General is going to meld nicely with the West Coast. Like his actions against Arizona, which he had an issue with that state for enforcing federal law, now seems flip-flopped as he positions himself with a state that chooses not to enforce federal law. But there is consistency here. He doesn't like federal immigration law. Very curious track record for once having been the selection as the top law enforcement figure in the country and swearing an oath of service. Feinstein, 24 years in office, and Nancy, 29 years in office, should revisit their oath of office. It has been a while since they actually looked at it and dig their high heels into their obligations of office and start with your home state, please, ladies. That would be nice. I would like that. Once you have displayed your allegiance to the law, your comments on national issues might carry some weight. But not until then. Not until then. Sorry. Sorry about that. It is a very interesting time in these United States when you simply consider what one man's trying to do. You've got a bunch of people like Rance Priebus that have all of a sudden found out that they are men and they should do manly things and go in manly ways. He's got a staff of pipe hitters coming on board. You know, that's going to be nice. And all we have to do now is drag the rest of the damn government behind him. That's it. That's all we got to do. Some of the politicians, well, they may have a taste for this. Chavez, Gowdy, these two are, they haven't really accomplished much. There are those that would say, well, you know, they've become the establishment. But they haven't really had a chance to do that much. They might have a chance now. Trump even took Chavez aside and told him, go after whoever you want to go after. I don't know. I don't know of a time ever where I've heard of a politician, a president, a sitting newly elected president pulling apart, you know, pulling aside a chairman of some House committee saying, go get him. I don't know of that. So it's a new game. It's a new day. And the only people that don't realize that are the media, the elites, the Republican and Democratic elites, and most of the leftists in the United States. And everybody else is good to go. We'll just have to keep this going. Back in 21 hours from now. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. And it is always going to be about total control. The work continues. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.